弟兄姐妹大家平安
Peace to all the brothers and sisters
感谢神的恩典让我们再一次聚集在教会来敬拜神
Thank God for his grace we can all gather here in the chapel to worship him
小弟现在奉主的圣名来查考扬起真理的旌旗
In the name of Jesus Christ we begin to study the topic Display the banner of the truth
我们从下礼拜三开始就是教会的秋季的灵恩布道会
Starting next Wednesday is our church's evangelical service and spiritual convocation
所以很快的我们上次的灵恩布道会结束到现在半年过去了
So it's been half a year since our previous ESSC
那所以这一段时间呢其实就是我们弟兄姐妹在祷告在听道理在传福音的事情我们最后再次来思想神在我们教会的工作。
So this period of time is for us to pray, study the Bible, and to cultivate ourselves, and this gives us a time to think about our efforts in the past half a year.
那我们在传福音的事情上有没有成效？我们到底有没有付出？我们自己每个人最清楚。
And so we know our efforts in evangelizing, and we know the results.
那不管怎么样，这是主耶稣基督交给我们的使命。
And so, no matter what happens, this is a commission entrusted to us by our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们来看一节经节，请看诗篇第六十篇。
Let's first turn to a passage in Psalm
六十篇。
Psalm 60.
诗篇六十篇。
Psalm 60.
那在开始的说明他特别提到说，是大卫与两河间的亚兰。并所巴的亚兰征战的时候，约押转回在岩谷攻击以东，杀了12000人。那时大卫作这经诗，叫人学习。
So before the psalm, there's a note that says when David fought against Mesopotamia in the Syria of Zobah, and Joab returned and killed 12,000 Edomites in the Valley of Salt.
那表示说这一个诗篇的背景，就是在撒母耳记下第八章，我们刚刚读过的历史的记录。
And so this psalm is referring to the historical event that happened in 2 Samuel chapter 8.
所以我们过去已经读过第八章。
So previously we have read 2 Samuel chapter 8.
我们会看到大卫他真的是蒙神的保守神加给他恩典了。不管对谁对哪一个国家打仗都打胜。
So due to God's grace, we see the abundance of God with David, and no matter who he faced, which nation he faced, he was able to defeat them.
那我们先来看一下第三节。
Let us take a look at Psalm 60, verse 3.
第三节说：“你叫你的民遇见艰难，你叫我们喝那使人东倒西歪的酒。”
Verse 3, you have shown your people hard things. You have made us drink the wine of confusion.
第四节说你把旌旗赐给敬畏你的人可以为真理扬起来
Verse 4 You have this given a banner to those who fear you that it may be displayed because of the truth
那所以我们看到大卫他做这篇诗的时候其实就是那个他的百姓当时的以色列选民他们去打仗
So we see that this when David is writing this compiling this psalm,We see that the Israelites were going off to war.
那他发现其实真的都是因着神的帮助他们打胜仗。
And he realized that it was because of God's help that they were able to gain victory.
那第三节他说他让神让他的民遇到艰难。
So verse 3 says that God has allowed his people to encounter difficult times.
那神给百姓也喝了东倒西歪的酒。
He has given, have made us drink the wine of confusion.
那东倒西歪的酒其实也就是他们喝了之后会搞不清楚状况。
So after drinking the wine of confusion, they will not be aware of what is going on.
他们会迷迷糊糊
And they will be confused.
那这个酒也有可能是神愤怒的酒。
So this wine can also be the wrath of God.
那神的愤怒其实也是要让百姓能够回转的。
And so this wrath or anger of God is for it could be for the people to return to Him.
因为神爱他的百姓，他们走错路了，做错事，神就要管教。
Because God loves His people, so when His people go astray, then God will teach and rebuke them.
所以在 先知书里面，在以赛亚书，在耶利米书，都提到神愤怒的酒，就是让人东倒西歪的酒。
And so in the book of the, in the prophet books in Isaiah, it tells us that the wine of confusion is also the anger, the wine of anger from God.
但是其实神最终是要赐给他的百姓他的得胜的旌旗。
And, but this is, at the end result, this is for God to give them the banner of victory.
所以说这个旌旗所展示的是这一群人是属神的。
And so this banner when it's on display means that these people are the chosen people of God.
真的在带领他们打仗的是天上这位独一的神。
And so the who is actually guiding them into these wars are, is the God in heaven.
那这个旌旗要展现出神的真理。
And so this banner is to also display the truth.
就是要让众人看到这位神是怎样的神。
So it is for all the people to see what kind of God they worship.
这是一位信实的神。
This is a trustworthy God.
这是信实的是 faithful.
Faithful God.
这位神是全能的。
And this God is an almighty God.
他是爱他的百姓的。
And this God is a God that loves his people.
所以神对亚伯拉罕的应许说祝福你的我就祝福他咒诅你的我就要咒诅他。
So God said to Abraham that whoever blesses you, I will bless them. Whoever curses you, I will curse him.
那神真的照他所说的话这样子对待他的选民的列邦。
And so this is how God also treated the people around his chosen people.
那所以我们如果看六十章的第十一节。
If we look at Psalm 60 verse 11.
第十一节说求你帮助我们攻击敌人因为你的帮人的帮助是枉然的。
Verse 11, give us help from trouble, for the help of man is useless.
第十二节，我们倚靠神才得施展大能，因为践踏我们敌人的就是他。
Through God we will do valiantly, for it is He who shall tread down our enemies.
所以这里在让我们这个大卫的诗很清楚的说，他是倚靠神的大能才到处得胜的。
So here the psalm mentions that is that.David relies on God in order to be victorious.
他也知道人的帮助是枉然的。
And he knows that the help of man is useless.
所以最后他真的是完全的依靠神。
So at the end, he totally relied on God.
在第六十篇里面，他又提到一些国家。
And so in Psalm 60, he mentions many other nations.
那这些都是被以色列人打败的。
And these nations are the nations that have been defeated by the Israelites.
我们现在看回来撒母耳记下第八章。
Let's turn back to 2 Samuel chapter 8.
撒母耳记下第八章。
The book of 2 Samuel chapter 8.
这个就是这一件事情第一节说此后大卫攻打非利士人把他们制服了。
In verse chapter 8 verse 1 after this it came to pass that David attacked the Philistines and subdued them.
那其实这是一件事情应该是接续在第六章之后的。
So this is an event that happened after chapter 6.
也就是说，撒母耳记下它记载的历史并不是按照时间的次序，所以第七章、第八章的时间点呢，应该是反过来的。
And so the events in 2 Samuel does not go in order of time. So actually, chapter 7 and chapter 8 is They're reversed.
就是第八章所发生的事情应该在第七章之前。
And so the events in chapter 8 took place before what is recorded in chapter 7.
所以第八章的此后应该是当神的约柜已经顺利的来放在耶路撒冷以后。
And so the events in chapter 8 took place after the ark has been brought back to Jerusalem.
然后之后大卫他就在这里经历了神怎么样来帮助他无论他往哪里去，他都得胜。
And so David afterwards experienced that wherever he went with the guidance of God, he was victorious.
所以第八章他记载，大卫率领他的军队跟七个列邦打仗。
So in chapter 8 mentions that even though the army of David fought with seven other nations,
那他每一场都打胜。
And he was victorious against all seven nations.
第六节就特别说第八章的第六节。
In chapter 8, verse 6, it mentions,
大卫无论往哪里去，神都使他得胜。
That it says, the Lord preserved David wherever he went.
然后到了第十四节。
And verse 14.
又在以东全地设立防营，以东人就都归服大卫。大卫无论往哪里去，神都使他得胜。
In verse 14, he also put garrisons in Edom throughout all Edom. He put garrisons, and all the Edomites became David's servants, and the Lord preserved David wherever he went.
好，所以这就在这个历史上的事实，说明神与大卫同在，不论往哪里去，他都得胜了。
So in history, it records that wherever David went, the Lord preserved him.
那第十三节呢，就是诗篇六十篇的事情，就是大卫在岩谷击杀亚兰18000人啊。那这件事情，其实在诗篇里面是12000人，应该是以东人啊。后面我们就看到是以东人啊这个民族的。
And so if we look at the event in chapter 13, it is correlated to Psalm chapter 60, and we know that he had killed them 18,000 Syrians, which is also the Edomites.
哦，因为这是在第十四节，接下去有可能在抄写圣经的时候的笔误。
And so this is different in when they were translating the Bible.
那这件同样的事情在历代志上的十八章也会有。
And this event is also recorded in First Chronicles chapter 18.
那所以我们就看到，哎，大卫哦，他这样子都打胜仗。
So we see that David was always victorious in his battles.
那我们在读圣经的历史的时候，我们所看到的是神怎么样帮助他的选民建立起这个祭司的国度。
And so in this history of the Israelites, we see how God led his people to establish a kingdom of a priesthood.
那这个祭司的国度所预表的就是我们今天的真教会。
And so the kingdom of priesthood represents the true church today.
所以你看神怎么帮助大卫到处征战得胜，其实就在说明今天真教会在属灵的战场上如何得胜的一个蓝图。
And so we see that how David was victorious in all the battles he faced, it is also a blueprint for us for the true church in the spiritual battle.
因为我们知道宣道的工作是一个抢救灵魂的工作。
So we know that this work of evangelism is one that is saving souls.
那也是场属灵的征战。
And it is also a spiritual battle.
那主耶稣就是我们的元帅。
And so the Lord Jesus is our commander.
我们今天都是属他，跟随在主的后面的。
So we are all belong to him and we follow his lead.
现在主要把这个旌旗，得胜的旌旗赐给敬畏他的人。
And so now the Lord wants to give us his banner of truth to those who follow him.
也就是说愿意跟随主的。
And those who follow him.
愿意来听主的命令的。
And those who will submit to his commands.
那最后我们就能够经历在主的带领底下所得到的胜利，就是我们能够把人引从黑暗的国度里面引到这个基督的国度里。
And then we will be able to experience victory when we bring people from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light.
所以我们从这历史里面可以看到我们怎么样来做宣道的工作。
And so from this history, we can learn how we can evangelize.
我们下礼拜开始就是灵布道会。
And so next week begins our evangelical services.
每一次灵布道会，教会的负责人都做了很多的计划。
And so Before every evangelical service, our board members will have many plans.
从两个月、两三个月以前就开始在想说，应该要怎么样来进行这一个重大的圣工。
And so, even 2 months prior, they will start to plan how they should go about this event.
但是不管负责人在怎么样的计划，如果没有弟兄姐妹的相对的配合，这个工作没有办法真的看到神的荣耀。
So no matter how the board members plan, if the members do not follow their plan, then the work will not be done.
也就是说，今天如果我们大家聚会还是这样子无精打采聚会的时候也是姗姗来迟，不管在做什么样的计划，看起来好像这个 event 这个样的灵布道好像就是一个例行的公事一样。
And so, if we are lackadaisical in our cultivation and towards this event, then it will seem that this evangelical service is just a routine.
因为反正一年两次，时间到了就会有工人来，然后我们就举开这样的一个聚会了。
So it will just happen twice every year, and whenever there's a worker, we will have this evangelical service.
但是凡是有准备的人，他在这一个属灵的聚会当中，一定会得到很大的造就。
But if one for the people that do prepare during this evangelical service, then they will receive much and be edified.
但是一样的工作，我们如果弟兄姐妹都一起来参与的时候，我们会发现整个教会就会活泼起来。
But if we can all serve and unite together as one to put effort for this holy work, then we see the results.
我们的信仰能够扎根更深。
And our faith will be more deeply rooted.
我们能够更认识主耶稣基督。
We get to further understand our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们也更能够看清楚我们每一个弟兄姐妹所担负的使命。
And we can see that that the commission that is entrusted to each one of us.
最后我们可以看到，可以见一起见证神的荣耀。
At the end, we can all testify the glory of God.
你看当初跟大卫出去打仗的这些人，他们看到神带领他，不论他走哪里去都得胜。这些百姓不是会非常感谢神吗？
And so you see how the people that followed David, they'll be very thankful because God had preserved them wherever they went.
他们就看到了这个大卫国度的荣耀了。
And they saw the glory of the kingdom of David.
真的，照圣经里面所记载的，当时候神跟亚伯兰应许他那个属灵的国度，真的在大卫的时代应验了。
And so the promise that God made to Abraham, it came to pass in the kingdom of David.
他的国度和北境真的是到了那个两河流域，到那个伯拉大河那里了。
And so we see that David's kingdom extended to the Euphrates River.
哦，因为这个第三节那里说这个所巴王啊。
And so in verse 3, in 2 Samuel chapter 8, verse 3, it says the king of Zobah.
那个所巴就是在亚兰国的北边。
And so this king resides in the north of Syria.
哦，啊，那到了第九节那里有一个叫做哈马王的。
And so in verse 9, it also mentions the king of Hamath.
那这个哈马就是在两河流域旁边的，就是在伯拉大河旁边的。
And so this Hamath, is his nation is next to the river Euphrates.
所以哈马之后索巴，然后亚兰这样。
So we see the king Hamath, and then Zobah, and then Syria.
对，那这个时候呢，你看这个时候连哈马王他都跟大卫和好了。
So we see that King Hamath made peace with King David.
他真的就是很高兴说大卫可以当王了。
And he was delighted that King David could reign.
甚至带了很多的这些金银铜器这些礼物来送给大卫。
And he brought many silver articles of silver and articles of gold for.
那真的就像神所说的，他的那个百姓的国度真的到了那个伯拉大河了。
And it is true what God had promised to his people that the kingdom shall reach to the Euphrates River.
那南边呢就到埃及的边境了。
And so on the south side, it reached the border of Egypt.
你看它南边到了第十一节的地方啊，应该是到第十二节的地方。你看他这个时候把那个像非利士人、亚门、摩押、亚玛利人都征服了。
So we see that King David subdued the people of Ammon, Moab, Philistines, and Amalek.
这个就是在南边的。
And so these nations reside in the south.
照着神的应许，真的这个国度荣耀呈现在众百姓面前。
So the promise of God came to fruition before the people when the kingdom of God spread to all the nations.
所以这个时候的大卫啊，他真的啊，带领着神的百姓，让他们经历了神的作为。
And so King,
见证了神的信实。
So through David and the people were able to testify and witness the glory of God.
那我们今天要宣道，其实我们也是要来扩张神的属灵的国度。
And so today, when we evangelize, we are also expanding the kingdom of God.
当我们看到有一些本来不信的人，他愿意来进入这个基督的身体里面，得到神的救恩，我们是为就看到了神的荣耀。
And we see that people that once were away, they are willing to be a part of Christ to receive salvation, then we see the glory of God.
那现在我们在宣道的时候，我们遇到一些障碍。
And so we also encounter some hindrances when we are evangelizing.
就好像我们像大卫他们在打仗的时候，他也碰到困难呢。
And so just like King David, when he was going to war, he also encountered difficulties.
那现在是大卫他是怎么做的，让他无论往哪里去，神都给他得胜。
So what did King David do so that wherever he went, the Lord preserved him?
我们如果看第六章啊，
if we turn back to chapter 6,
当大卫他真的被高作全以色列国度的王的时候，
when he was anointed the king of all of Israel,
他那时候第一个想到的就是神的约柜。
And so the first thing he thought of was the ark of God.
所以他当时候就想要把约柜运到那个耶路撒冷。
And so his first thought was to bring the ark to Jerusalem.
那可是他在运约柜这个事情上面就犯错了。
However, he made a mistake when he was bringing the ark to Jerusalem.
第六章的第一节啊。
In chapter 6, verse
1. 我们看到大卫犯错的第一个原因。
So we see the first mistake that King David made.
大卫，我们这段时间都要查考他的历史，我们都很清楚了。
And so we've been studying the history of King David, and we are very clear with all the events.
你看，如果大卫他做一件事情他不懂的，他通常会做什么呢？
And so, if David was doing something, and he did not know what to do, what does?
通常他要做什么？
So what does he do?
圣经里面说他通常都先求问神。
And so the Bible says that David would inquire of the Lord.
但是在这件事情上哦，他并没有先求问神。
But on this particular incident, he did not inquire of the Lord.
所以第六章第一开始的时候，很可惜的，他不是去问神，他去问这些国里面的这些首领，
so、unfortunately,
这些有名望的人。
So unfortunately, he gathered the men of Israel and asked them.
因为在同样的历代志上的第十三章呢，这一件事情记得也更详细。
And so this event is also recorded in detail in the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 13.、哦、
那时候特别说，大卫就是问这些国中里面的千夫长、百夫长这些当首领的，问他们说：“我去把约柜运来这里好不好？”大家都说：“好啊，很好啊。”
And so he consulted with the captains of thousands and hundreds and with every leader, and he asked them if it is good for him to bring the ark of Jerusalem.
但是这件事情，大卫他没有先问神。
But he did not inquire the Lord first.
他没有先去问祭司利未人这个约柜应该怎么运。
And so he did not ask the priest how they should bring the ark.
结果他就真的犯错了。
And so he made a mistake.
虽然他有一个很好的心，他很爱神。
Even though he had a good heart, he truly loved God.
可是他没有完全照神的方法，特别在越柜这件事情上。
But he did not follow the commandments of God, in particular when bringing the ark to Jerusalem.
所以当神击杀乌撒的时候
，So when God was
乌撒，神击杀他了。
When God was striking Uzzah,
乌撒就马上死在越柜旁边。
And so Uzzah died before the ark.
这件事情让大卫害怕起来了。
And so this incidents struck fear into David.
因为大卫他现在发现他所做的事，他心里所存的，是神不喜悦的。
And because he knew that his will in his heart was not pleasing to God.
他不知道说他现在把约柜运回耶路撒冷去哈，会发生什么事。
He didn't know what would happen if he had brought the ark to Jerusalem.
所以他是不敢了。当乌撒死的时候，就赶快请约柜哈到那个俄别以东家去了。
So he was afraid that so when Uzzah had fallen before the ark, he decided to bring the ark to Obed-Edom.
那经过三个月之后呢？他就想起来应该要怎么运约柜，问清楚了方法之后，把约柜顺利的运回来。
And so after a few months later, he figured out the right way and to bring the ark back.
因为第二次大卫就晓得要问神，要问祭司利未人怎么做。
Because the second time around, he knew to inquire of the Lord, and he knew to inquire of the priest.
他就照神的方式，很谦卑的在神面前祈求神来悦纳他所做的。
He was before God, humbly before God, and he asked God to accept what he was doing.
他当时候就很清楚了他自己的角色，他在神面前是一个仆人。
And he knew clear of his role that before God he was a servant.
他要在神面前更加的轻的卑贱，然后来尊重这位神，在神面前来。踊跃跳舞，来愿意得到神的喜悦。
And he knew that he had to lower himself and humble himself before God.
然后呢？你看接下去，神真的就让他开始就得胜了。
And then afterwards, you see how God had led him to even more
victory. 他现在把约柜运回耶路撒冷之后
，So after he had brought the ark back to Jerusalem,
其实他更容易可以求问神了。
And it's easy for him to pray to God.
所以大卫，你看他的心一直都是想到神的事。
So we know that David's heart is always on the matters of God.
到了第八章，我们看到，你看神就让他到处得胜了。
And so in chapter 8, we see that he was victorious wherever he went.
得胜了以后，你看他打仗的过程当中
，and we see that throughout the process of all his wars,
大卫得到很多战利品。
He received many articles of victory.
但是这些战利品，他并不是把它收起来，放在自己来增加自己的收藏。
And but when he collected these articles of victory, he did not keep them for himself to increase his wealth.
他是反过来的，把这些金银铜的器皿呢，都把它分别为圣，然后献给神。
But he separated all the articles of silver, gold, and bronze, and he sanctified them and put them before God.
这是在第八章的第十一节。
And this is recorded in 2 Samuel chapter 8, verse 11.
第十一节，大卫王将这些器皿和他制服各国所得的金银都分别为圣，归献给神。
In verse 11, King David also dedicated these to the Lord, also along with the silver and gold that he had dedicated from all the nations which he had subdued.
我们就看到大卫他跟神的关系真的很亲密的。
So we see the intimate relationship between King David and God.
他总是 他总是想到神的事。
And he is always thinking of the matters of God.
所以他得到了那个金盾牌啊，那个什么金银器皿啊，他都想到是要放到圣殿，到神的会幕去的，他不是要把它放在自己的仓库里的。
And so whenever he collected silver or gold, he always thought about putting them into the house of God and not for himself.
你说大卫这个心，那神会不会喜欢？
So we can ask ourselves, do you think that God would be pleased with this heart, with the heart of David? So God was indeed pleased.
因为当我们一个人凡事都会想到我们的神的时候
，So if our heart is constantly thinking about God,
我们做什么事情如果会想到神
，No matter what we do, we will put God first.
我们有什么好的，我们有什么收入，我们会想到神。
Whatever good or things we collect, it is for God.
我们把这个神所喜悦、神所当得的，会献给神的时候。
And then if we are able to please God with our offerings,
那这个时候我们会经历到神真的实实在在祝福。
Then we will realize that wherever we go, the Lord will bless us.
大卫的这样的一个做法，真的得到神极大的喜悦。
So these actions of David truly was pleasing before God.
接下去看第七章。
And next, let's look at chapter 7.
好了，现在神让他四围都平静，他住在自己的王宫里面。
And now David was at peace, living in his kingdom.
是神使他安静的，所以真的是神帮助他得胜，所以他现在整个大环境都很平安的。
So the Lord gave him victory, and now he was at peace.
那时候他想到的是神的约柜住在这个帐幕里。
So then it is then when he realized that the ark of God is dwelling in the tent.
所以第二节那时候他跟先知拿单说，他说：“看到我住在香柏木的宫中，神的约柜反在幔子里呢。”
That's why in verse 2, he said that the king said to David, said to Nathan, the prophet, see now I dwell in a house of cedar, but the ark of God dwells inside tent curtains.
这个时候的大卫他的心是如何呢？
So where was David's heart at this moment?
我们要看诗篇132篇。
Let us look at Psalm 132.
诗篇132篇。
Psalm 132.
第一节。
Psalm 132, verse 1. Lord, remember David and all his afflictions.
第二节，他怎样向神起誓，向雅各的大能者许愿
？2. How he swore to the Lord and vowed to the mighty one of Jacob.
第三说，我必不进我的帐幕，也不上我的床榻。
3. Surely I will not go into the chamber of my house or go up to the comfort of my bed.
第四节，我不容我的眼睛睡觉，不容我的眼目打盹。
For I will not give sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelids.
五节，只等我为神寻得所在，为雅各的大能者寻得居所。
5. Until I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling place for the mighty one of Jacob.
这个就是当时大卫的心。
So this is the heart of David.
他先想到的是神的帐幕。竟然在神的约柜竟然在帐幕里。
He was thinking about how the ark of God was dwelling in the tents.
他自己住在香柏木的王宫里。
And he himself is dwelling in a house of cedar.
他觉得他不配。
So he feels like he is unworthy.
他觉得他应该为神做一些事情。
He feels like he needs to do something for God.
所以当时候你看他说我不容我的眼睛睡觉，我一定要为神的帐幕找到一个居所。
So he says he will not give sleep to his eyes until he finds a place of comfort for the Lord.
这是一个何等大的爱神的心的呈现呢？
And so this is a manifestation of his love towards God.
所以大卫他爱神，他你看他在打仗的时候，他会把这个战利品，他特别留起来说要给神的。
And so David, in his battles, when he collects articles of victory, he will save them for God.
他知道他的得胜都是神给的。
He knows that his victories come from God.
所以这些。贵重的器皿，理应当给神的。
So these articles that he collects are supposed to belong to God.
等到他安静，他平安之后，他现在想到的是神的事情。
So now that he, when he is at peace, he is also thinking of the matters of God.
要为神建造殿。
He wants to build a temple for God.
当然，这个时候在研究圣经的人就会想很多理由，为什么大卫要做这些事情。
So theologians here would think about why David would want to.Build a temple for God.
但是其实我们如果从大卫的心去看他
，But if we look at the heart of David,
他真的是跟神的关系很亲密的。
He had a very intimate relationship with God.
他什么事情都先想到神
，And whatever he did, he put God first.
所以他就先提出他的想法
，So he brought up his idea first.
拿单一口就答应说好啊，当然可以啊。
So the prophet Nathan agreed that He had a good idea.
因为拿单他怎么想也没有想到神会拒绝大卫建他为他建殿的这个请求。
Because Nathan was not able to comprehend that.
就他没有想到了。
He did not even think that the Lord would even reject.
从人间的逻辑来看，我们今天在座每一个弟兄姐妹，如果有像大卫问我们，我们会不会说不要？你不要，你不够资格，你还生什么吧？我们会这样想吗
？But from the perspective of men, would any of us sitting here today reject, the idea of King David?
我们是不是每个人都说对啊，很好啊
？We would all agree that he had a brilliant idea.
为什么做先生的应该的 ？It is 早就应该做了。
It is a good idea. It's a right thing to construct a temple for God.
可是当天晚上，神就跟拿单说不要。
But that night, the Lord spoke to Nathan, saying, "No."
神跟神列了几个理由
，and the Lord listed out some reasons.
神有他的计划
，the Lord had His plan.
所以我们就看到神的意念高过人的意念，是我们想不到的。
So you see, the plans of the Lord surpasses man.
哦，有时候我们没有办法完全了解神的心意啊，我们会猜，有时候猜错。
Sometimes it is difficult for us to know the will of God, and we guess incorrectly.
拿单就猜错了
，so Nathan guessed incorrectly.
所以拿单凭他自己的想法就认为应该可以
，and so Nathan, from his own thoughts, believed that it was.The right thing for David to construct the temple.
神马上说不需要，不行。
But the Lord appeared to Nathan saying no.
但是你看，神跟大卫说不要建，但是你看接下去神为大卫祝福了多少。
But after the God rejected David, He blessed him even more.
所以他为神的一个心，神领受了。
And so this heart of this heart that David had it was accepted by God.
接下来神就为大卫建立他的家。
And so the Lord later helped David establish his kingdom.
你看，我们是先爱神，先爱神的家之后，神为我们建立自己的家。
And so after we establish the kingdom of God, then God will help us establish our own house.
你就看到神是多么有恩典的神。
And so we see that how much of grace that God provides for us.
我们只要为他做一点点的事，有一个心为他做一点点的事，神给我们的祝福远超过我们所求所想的。
And if we put forth a little effort for Him, then He will bless us with surpassing what we can imagine.
所以你会看到大卫后来哦，他感激的不得了。
So we see how thankful at the end how David was.
当拿单先知把神的这番话告诉大卫之后，大卫真的俯伏在神面前。
And so when Nathan told David these words, David prostrated before God.
所以七章十八节。主啊，我是谁？我的家算什么
？And then in chapter 7 verse 18, then King David went and said, "And before the Lord, who am I, O Lord God?"
你竟使我到这个地步呢
？And you have brought me this far.
也就是说，神给他的恩典远超过他所想象的，真的太丰富了。
And so we see that the blessings and grace that God had bestowed upon David it was surpassed his imagination.
这个福气不是只是这一代而已，不是大卫这一代的人呢。
And so his blessing not only ended in his generation.
是大卫之后的世世代代，直到永远呢。
There was descendants after descendants and generation after generation.
你看，真的，实在是远超过我们所能测度的广阔。
And so the depth is surpassing of what we can imagine.
这个就是爱神的人，神所给他的。
And so this is a result of someone that loves the Lord.
所以今天，常常我们是爱我们自己更多啊。
So today, oftentimes we love ourselves more.
如果我们今天能够从这个圣经里面看到这样的一个道理，我们愿意来爱神。
Today, if we can see the truth in the Bible and we can learn to love God,
凡事先想到神的家。
And whatever we do, we think of the house of God.
我们会建设我们自己的家，我们会家整理也是漂漂亮亮。
Sometimes we decorate our own houses and make them very nice.
我们有很多人事实上是很有洁癖的，在里面一点脏了都不让人忍受。
And some people have
不要睡觉要把它清干净。
Have OCD and if their houses are dirty, they will not sleep until it is clean.
但是好了，等到我们来到神的家的时候
，But however, when we come to the house of God,
当我们看到我们的窗户通通都是灰尘的时候，我们却一点感觉都没有。
And if we see dust on the windowsills, then or on the windows, we don't have any feeling at all.
当地上都是满是树叶的很多脏的东西的时候，我们还是想把它走过去的。
Sometimes we see many filthy things on the floor, and we just walk past it.
但是如果是在我们自己的家，我们会这样做吗
？But will we do the same at our own house? We will not.
我们会付出努力去把它清干净。
We'll put forth the effort to tidy up.
但是我们对神的家却觉得这是不是我的事。其他人去做就可以了。
But sometimes when we come to house, we feel like it's not our matter, so we would not.
如果我们从圣经得到教训
，But if we can learn from the truth of the Bible,
我们就会看到，爱神的人没有一个失望的。
We know that those who love God will not be disappointed.
这就是神的应许，他是信实的。
And this is And the promise of God, and he is trustworthy.
这位神是从古到今都一样的。
And he is the same God from the old till today.
所以我们如果真的愿意，真的像大卫所呈现在我们眼前的这个榜样，我们愿意爱他。
And so if we follow the example that David had set before us, and we love God.
所以今天这个教会的工作不是护城的事情而已。
And so they will know that the job of the church is not only of the board members.
宗教教育的工作不是只有老师的事情而已。
Religious education responsibilities is not only of the teachers.
宣道的工作不是只有宣道护城的事情。
And the evangelism is not only for the evangelism team.
是我们每一个弟兄姐妹要去参与的。
But it is something that every one of us should participate.
我们愿意做的人就必然得福。
And if we are willing to participate, then we will receive.
因为我们看到神的应许就是这样子。
Because this is how blessing.Of God
所以当时候你看大卫他感激的真的是俯伏在神面前
So do we see how thankful David was?
他讲了一句话
He was before God and he said
七章的第二十六节
7 verse 26 2 Samuel
愿人永远尊你的名为大
So let your name be magnified forever
说万军之主是治理以色列的神
Saying the Lord of hosts is the God of over Israel
大卫他真的很清楚，真正掌权的是这位天上的神。
So David was clear that the Lord God is in control of all things.
应当被尊大的是神的名。
And the name of God should be magnified.
虽然当时候神已经应许大卫说：“我要让你的名变很大，变世上比世上有名人更大。”
So David, God already promised David that his name will be great.
所以你看第七章第九节。
So if we look at chapter 7 verse 9.
你无论往哪里去，我常与你同在，剪除你的一切仇敌。我必使你得大名，好像世上大大有名的人一样。
Now verse 9, and I have been with you wherever you have gone, and have cut off your enemies before you, and have made you a great name.
这是神的应许。
And this is the promise of God.
可是最后，神祝福之后，大卫，你看他的心说：愿人永远尊你的名为大。
But we see that after David was blessed by God, he mentioned that.The name of God be magnified forever.
他算什么?
And who is he?
他看到的是自己的卑微。
And he sees his shortcomings.
所以他愿意全心的爱神。
So he is willing to love the Lord with all his
heart. 我们今天在神的工作上面。
So today, on the work of God,
有很多事情其实我们需要再进一步。
We need to take a step forward.
我们不能够以现有的为满足。
And we must not be content with the effort that we're putting forth now.
我们今天要传福音这个事情，我们应该要有这个使命，我们应该要抓住机会传福音。我们每个人都知道。
And we know that we are entrusted with this commission, and we must put forth the effort to evangelize.
但是今天我们如果每一个弟兄姐妹能够在祷告上下功夫啊
，But if every one of us can put effort into prayer,
其实神会赐给我们机会。
The Lord will grant us opportunities.
要让我们能够看到神的同在。
And just opportunities for us to see the abidance of God.
有时候只是一个勇气而已。
And sometimes it is just courage.
这一个真理的旌旗要扬起来，是让人看到说我们所信的是真的。
So this banner must be lifted up and displayed to see that the God whom we worship is true.
神的这个道理可以让死人复活。
And the truth of God can allow men to resurrect.
可以让那个瘸腿的瘸走路的
it can allow the cripple to walk.
但是我们有时候对这样的一个道理没有信心呢
But many times we do not have faith in this truth.
可是当我们愿意拿出信心的时候
But if we are willing to have the faith,
我们就看到这个旌旗被扬起来了
And we can see that the banner being lifted up.
众人可以看见
And the people can see.
有时候我们传福音的时候我们碰到障碍我们有时候很难开口
And sometimes we encounter difficulty in preaching the gospel, and we are afraid to open our mouth.
但其实我们传福音实际上是一个，当我们愿意去做的时候，我们越来越有经验。
And but if we are able to take the first step, then we will build up experience.
今天我们教会有很多的团契。
So today in our church we have many fellowships.
我们从社青小修团契到年长的长青团契。
Arc Fellowship, the LHYF, and also the Green Fellowship.
中华教育从最小的这个。幼稚班到大学的高级班。
And in our religious education classes, we have from kindergarten to senior class.
我们从单身的到有家庭的，我们都有团契的。
And we have those for the single and all the way to those who are married.
当一个团契，其实就是一群人能够一起祷告，能够一起来在这个宣道的工作上一起鼓励的。 一个团体。
And so the, each fellowship is a group of people that we can encourage one another and to work together to preach the gospel.
所以我们要宣道，也要以团契为目标，一个一个力量。
And so to evangelize, we must draw strength from the groups.
所以我们如果能够互相鼓励。
So we, if we can encourage one another,
愿意爱神更多。
We are willing to put more love to God.
神也会让我们到处不管哪里去都得胜的。
Then the Lord will preserve us wherever we go.
神的羊就听到他的声音了。
And the sheep of the Lord will listen to His voice.
但是我们去传，这是应该的。
But it is our responsibility to preach the gospel.
我们去讲，还神的羊听到神的声音，我们会看到其实。不是我们人在做事，是神在做事。
And if we preach the gospel and His sheep hears His voice, then we know that it is not our doing.
所以有时候，你看我们碰到不管是哪一种的，我们今天如果我们的朋友他们是有家庭的
，So no matter what type of people that we preach to, whether they have family or not,
我们跟他谈谈，我们教会里面，你看教会里面的这些家庭是在婚姻上何等蒙福。
And we can preach them, telling them how blessed our families are in this church.
如果有基督在我们的家庭里面，我们的家庭就是恩典满满。
And if we have Christ in our household, then we will be full of blessings.
如果他们有孩子管教的问题，我们可以邀请他们到我们的教会来参加我们教会的重要教育。
And if they have problems teaching their children, we can invite them to attend RE classes.
我们的每一个老师，如果有今天有一个慕道者的小朋友来了，我们何等高兴。
And so every RE teacher, whenever there's a truth seeking, friend, we will be very glad.
因为连我们的小朋友都能够带动的看到这些小朋友，我们应该要怎么样来帮助他，让他能够明白所讲的故事。
And because even our students can realize that how important it is for us to help our truth-seeking friends understand the biblical stories.
那如果是老人家的
，and if they are more elder,
其实我们去跟他们传福音，我们谈的是今天我们人生活到这个阶段，请问我们还有什么盼望吗？
And so when we have a conversation with the elderly, we often talk about what is the hope that is left.
我们的计划，我们下一步是什么
？What is the next step?
想想我们走过的路
，and think about the road that we have been on.
人生，请问下一个目标是什么
？So what is the goal left that is in our lives?
所以我们要懂得去想到我生之中，我生命结束的时候。
So we must think about the ending, the conclusion of our lives.
然后想到。我们年纪渐长，我们的身体病痛要怎么办
？And so what we need to do when our bodies begins to ail？
啊、哦，那这些都是很事实、很现实的。
And these topics are very practical。
那我们都能够见证主耶稣在我们教会、在我们个人的身上、我们的家庭里面的恩典。
And we can testify the grace that God has shown us in the church and in our lives and our families。
那所以我们可以举出很多的见证来去印证我们所信的真的是让我们有盼望的我们不害怕死亡不害怕老化
and we can testify that these testimony ensures us and that we will not be afraid of getting old
我们人生总有一天会结束
and one day our lives will end
接下去我们要往哪里去
and so where do we end up
所以其实我们有很多我们有很多很多 的信息可以跟弟兄跟其他人分享。
And so there are many messages and that we can share with one another.
当我们愿意爱神，我们愿意拿出信心去开口传的时候，我们就经历神的作为。
And if we are able to love God and have this courage to preach, then we will see His grace.
二十几年前，我们有一姐妹，她在南部，台湾南部。
And so 22 years ago, we have a sister that resided in the
姓郑的一个姐妹
the in the south side of Taiwan.
她大学的时候，他的父亲肝硬化。
And so, and when she was in her college years, her father, the,
那时候这位姐妹是单独信主的，在家里只有她信主而已。
And at that time, only she believed in Christ in her household.
她在北部读书。
And she was studying in the north of
Taiwan. 家人通知她的父亲已经住院，肝脏肿瘤已经快要不行了。
And so, Family called her while she was studying in the northern side of Taiwan, saying that her father, he had tumor in his liver.
啊，因为大出血，所以紧急状况送医院急救。
And so, and he had internal bleeding, so he was rushed to the hospital.
他到医院看他父亲的时候，父亲已经昏迷。
And so, when she got to the hospital to visit her father, he was already unconscious.
他想到他的父亲如果这样离开了
，So she thought that if her father had left, departed from this world this way.
第一个，他就没有父亲。
First, she will not have a father.
第二个，他想到说，那以后他的婚礼 他的父亲就没有办法带着他走过红地毯。
And so, second, on her wedding day, her father will not be able to walk with her through the red carpet.
也就是说，没有办法看到他成家立业，他觉得这是一个很大的遗憾。哇，他哭了，跟神祷告。
And so she would, she was very sad about this, and she prayed to God.
那时候，他自己的妈妈看到自己的先生，那时候妈妈才四十多岁而已，还年轻。
And so at that time, her mother was only 40 something, and she was very young.
她的妈妈可能就从此就变成寡妇。父亲就不在了。
And she thought that her mother, if her father passed away, would be a widow.
所以那时候她的妈妈不知道怎么办，这个做女儿的就安慰她的母亲了。
And so her mother didn't know what to do, so the daughter comforted her mother.
因为家人都没有信主，他们就为了这个父亲生病，就到处去求问偶像。
And because the family did not believe in Christ, so other than her, the family would go out and seek help from idols.
可是到时候求偶像怎么会有用呢？
But at the time, it is futile to worship idols.
真的，他当时候以他自己是家里面的第一个长女这个身份的，跟他的亲戚说，这件事情我们要来依靠我们的主耶稣。
So as the responsibility of the eldest daughter, she told her family that in this matter, we must entrust it to God.
我们要来求我的主来救我们。
We must ask God to save us.
他就这样在医院里面陪他的母亲，照顾他的父亲。
So there she comforted her mother and stayed with her father in the hospital.
那因为刚好生病的缘故，所以她就可以有时间跟她的母亲在医院相处。
And because of this event, she was able to interact with her mother.
她就跟她的母亲见证她在自己的身上所领受的恩典。
And she testified to her mother of all the grace that she has received from God.
神怎么样带领她的学习，一路达去上了一个很好的大学。
How God had guided her study and led her to a good university.
他经历的说，真的，我们所敬拜这位神是我们像我们的牧者，他让我们躺卧在青草地上。
And she testified that this God whom she worshipped is truly like a shepherd that leads her to the green pastures.
我们所拜的这位神是我们的父，他会照顾我们，他关心我们。
And the God whom we worship is truly our Father, and He will take care of us.
他会带领我们走过人生各种考验。
He will lead us through the many tests and in our lives.
所以他这一番见证，让他的母亲看到她女儿很坚强。
And so this testimony allowed her mother to realize how strong her daughter was.
所以当时候，她就跟她的母亲说：“我们要去祷告靠神。”
And so she told her mother that we must pray to God.
那她就联络教会的弟兄姐妹这些传道长子们到医院去看她的父亲。
And so she contacted the preachers and ministers and to visit her father in the hospital.
就在病房里面祷告的时候，她这个母亲得圣灵。
And so, while they're praying in the hospital ward, that is when her mother received the Holy Spirit.
得到信心了。
And then she received faith.
所以当时候，因为学校开学，她就知道要去上学了。
And so when her school year began, she went back to school.
她就由她妈妈自己去照顾这个丈夫呢，然后在医院里面祷告靠神。
And so she allowed her mother to take care of her father and to pray for him in the hospital.
那个病啊，要经过手术。
And so the father's condition,
最后
he needed to go to surgery.
他的父亲在医院住了三个多月。
And so the father ended up living in the hospital for 3 months.
得圣灵之后，你看神就保守他们的家庭。
And after the mother received the Holy Spirit, then the Lord protected her family.
因为他的父亲手术之后，有一天晚上那个伤口突然之间大出血。
And so there was one day after the father's surgery that he had internal bleeding.
那这个看护人在睡觉，护士也没有在场，也不知道。
And so the caretaker at that time it was in the middle of the night, so he was resting and the nurses did not.
所以当时候，这个姐妹的妈妈在睡觉的时候，突然做梦。
And so the mother of our sister, she had a dream when she was sleeping.
做梦碰到一个黑影子进来到她面前，她很害怕。
And so she had a dream where a dark figure came to her, and she was terrified.
接下来就是一个穿白衣的出现了。
And then someone in a white
就把这个黑穿黑衣服的黑影的把他赶走了。
And he casted out the dark figure.
然后接下去这个穿白衣的就跟他说：“你赶快起来，清醒祷告。”
And so the person, the white figure, told him that you must get up and pray.
赶快起来，清醒祷告，讲两次。
And he said it twice to get up and pray immediately.
他就在睡梦中惊醒了。
And so she woke up from her dream.
惊醒就先看她这个病床上 的这个丈夫啊。
And then she woke up and saw the her husband on the bed.
那个丈夫哦，伤口大出血，那个血已经流到地上去的。
And so the scar,
地上整摊都是血。
The scar of the surgery had been bleeding so much to the point it had been dripping to the floor.
赶快去叫护士来。
And so she immediately called the
医生，赶快进来止血，马上跟他去做急救。
And the doctor came to stop the bleeding.
医生说哦，还好你醒过来，如果再慢一点就没命了。
So the doctor told her, good thing you had and woken up and had contacted me at a good time or else that your husband might have lost his life.
就这样子，她的父亲的命被保下来了。
So it is through this way that her husband's life was preserved.
然后接下来，我们这位姐妹，你看她为了要带领她的母亲跟她自己的妹妹来信主。
And so this mother, in order for her to bring her mother and her sister to church.
她说碰到教会有一个灵恩布道会。
And she...happened to pass by an evangelical service.
他特别全时间在医院照顾他的父亲，请他的妈妈跟他的姐妹、他的妹妹到教会参加灵恩布道会。
So while she was taking care of her husband, she invited her mother and her sister to attend an evangelical service of our church.
那母亲啊，这他的家人就在灵恩布道会当中听明白道理，接受洗礼。
And so at this evangelical service, the mother and the sister accepted the truth and was baptized.
那洗礼完之后，弟兄姐妹还是一样，事后常常到他的病房里面去为他们的父亲祷告。
And even after they were baptized, the members would often go to her father's room to pray for him.
哎，就在同一个病房在祷告的时候，他的妹妹得圣灵。
And it was in the same room that her sister received the Holy Spirit when they were praying for her father.
所以真的，神的恩典很奇妙。
So we see that the miraculous works of the Lord.
那后来他在医院啊。住了三个多月之后，现在医院说发出病危通知，觉得他这个父亲呢已经不行了。
And so after being
已经昏迷了。
After being hospitalized for 3 months, the hospital let their family know that there's probably no hope. He has been unconscious.
当时候医院通知家属，他就在北部的地方，他当时候并没有马上赶回去。
And so.Our sister studying in the northern part of Taiwan. She heard this news, but she didn't immediately come down.
她知道这是一场抢救灵魂的工作。
And she knew that this was a work to save soul.
所以她当时先到教会去祷告。
So she first went to a church to pray.
祈求神能够让她在这场得灵魂的工作上能够得胜。
So she would be able to be victorious in this event of saving a soul.
当时候，当然你看教。那个医院如果发病危通知，表示已经真的快要生命要结束了，所以很多亲人都到了。
And so when the hospital tells them that there is not much time left, all her relatives and family gathered at the hospital.
大家都开始准备要怎么样来为这个病患办后事了。
And they began to plan the events after her father's passing.
那时候，我们这位姐妹回到这个父亲的身边的时候
，So when our sister returned to the side of her father.
她跟她的长辈们说
And she told her family.
她说现在已经人走到尽头了。
And we see that we are at the end of the road.
因为医院已经觉得说已经没有办法再救了，就把你们这个家属带回家去，就等时间到，然后就办后事了。
And so the hospital believes that there's no more hope, so they should bring back their family member back home and wait for death.
我们这个姐妹很勇敢地跟她这个长辈说：“我要带我们的父亲去教会。”
And so this sister had courage, and she told her family members that she would bring her father to church.
她联络教会，直接把父亲送到教会去。
And so she contacted the church and sent her husband.
希望说在最后要死以前呢，要先洗礼。
And so she hoped that even before he passes away, that he can receive baptism.
因为她当时候这个父亲已经昏迷了，根本没有意识了。
And because her father at this point was unconscious and did not have his own will.
但是她很有信心地说要把一切交给主。
But our sister, she had the faith that she must entrust everything to the Lord.
好了，所以这个家，因为这个女儿他们这个妻子他们要这样做，这些长辈没有办法，他们就走了。
And so the family members are, they want, if this is what they want, then the rest of their relatives, they departed.
等到他这个亲戚走了之后，他这个做父亲的突然眼睛张开了。
So after the relatives departed, the father opened his eyes.
他说清醒过来之后还可以下床。
And he regained his consciousness and he was able to get out of
himself. 下床的时候，他说 好像在找东西啊，到处找啊。
So after he got out of bed, it seemed like he was looking for something.
这位姐妹问她的父亲说：“爸爸，你在找什么？”
So our sister asked her father, "What are you looking for?"
她说：“我在找耶稣。”
And her father said, "I'm looking for Jesus."
要找耶稣，然后那个女儿说：“那找耶稣，我们来教会。”
And so her daughter said, "If you're looking for Jesus, let's go to the church."
我们到教会去受洗好不好？
Let us go receive baptism.
她爸爸既然说好，
and so her father agreed.
马上联络教会，把父亲就载到教会去了。
So she contacted the church and they took the father to church.
隔天教会马上为他紧急施洗。
And the next day, the church performed baptism for her father.
施洗的时候是被抬下去的，因为已经医院说已经病危，已经昏迷了。但是其实他的父亲是虚弱的，还清醒的。
And even though her father was conscious at that time, but he was very weak, so he was carried into the water for baptism.
啊，去洗礼起来之后，竟然是走上来的。
And then after baptism, her father was able to walk out of the water himself.
而且，你看当时候真的就是基督进兵前进了。那个时候真的那种感受就是好像就是要去打仗一样。
And it felt like he was a Christian soldier going to war.
他洗礼完之后容光焕发，精神奕奕。
And so he gained his vitality, and he was his light was
一点也不像说要死的人了。
And it didn't seem like he was
还满脸笑容的去跟大家说谢谢。
It didn't seem like he was about to pass away, and he was very happy and gave thanks to everybody.
然后之后就回教会去办洗脚礼了，圣餐礼了。
And so afterwards, he went back to the church to have foot washing and communion.
本来说要死的，现在突然又好起来。
And someone that was about to die, he came back to life.
再去医院看看怎么一回事。
So they went back to the hospital to see what was wrong with him.
哎，结果他的病就这样子复原起来了。
So we see that it was through this he was cured.
经过差不多一年之后啊，半年一年以后啊。
And after a year later.
本来说他已经病危要死的那个医院，那个护士突然之间有一天打电话到他家里去了。
And so in the hospital, the nurse
想要问问看说。后事办得如何了？
And the nurse that was taking care of his father that told him that his father no longer lived.
接电话竟然是我们这位弟兄啊。
And she called to see if
这个护士吓了一跳，说某某人你还活着。
And so her father picked up and the nurse was surprised that he was still alive.
那个护士为了要证实是当事人，特别到他家里去看，是这个人真的还活着。
So the nurse wanted to drive to the father's house to see.Whether it was really him.
结果，这位姐妹的爸爸不但没有死，到现在都还活着。
And the sister's father is still alive to this day, 20 some years.
本来肝癌末期说要死的。
And he had a cancer liver, and he was about to pass away.
洗礼完之后，神让他又活起来。
And after his baptism, the Lord allowed him to live again.
活到现在还活着。
And even to this day, he's still alive.
你说神奇妙不奇妙？
And so we see it's the miraculous work of God.
我们看。啊，诗篇116篇。
Let us look at Psalm 116.
诗篇116篇。
Psalm 116.
第七节。
Psalm 116, verse 7.
我的心啊，你要能归安乐，因为神用厚恩待你。
7. Return to your rest, O my soul, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with you.
第八节，主啊，你救我的命，免了死亡。
Verse 8, for you have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears.
你救我的眼免得流泪。
And my eyes from tears.
你救我的脚免得跌倒。
And my feet from falling.
第九节，我要在神面前行活人之路。
9, I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living.
这就是我们所敬拜的神。
And this is the God whom we worship.
这就是我们所拥有的教会。
And this is the church that we attend.
这是我们现在所一起要相信的真理。
And this is the truth that we should all believe together.
让我们一起为这样的一个福音的工作努力。
So let us preach and evangelize for this work.
高举真理的旌旗来宣扬他的名。
So we can display the banner of truth.
来宣扬主的名。
And so to preach the name of the Lord.
一起来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
511首。